Hello, everyone. Happy New Year's Day. Thank you for being with us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. You know, it seems like New Year's Day is often kind of a guilty day. And here's why. There's a lot of reasons, but here's a few. It seems like in January, so many stores are advertising exercise equipment or advertising the fact that we all need to go on a diet because we consumed so many extra calories during the Christmas holiday. It seems like these advertisements are so blatant in the month of January. So today's show is all about being guilt-free. We don't want anyone feeling any guilt trips today on New Year's Day. This is the start of a new year, a new us, maybe some new goals that we might have. And so in our quest to be guilt-free today, we found an article entitled 9 Rules for Turning Endings into New Beginnings. And it's written by Mark Chernoff on a website entitled markandangel.com. Are you ready to hear what the 9 things are? I bet you're curious. This is what he says. Number 1, let the things you can't control go. Now, this is a really good one. So often we try to change people or change circumstances, but honestly, we can't really control those things. And if we can't control it, it's so much easier to just let it go. The only thing we really can control is ourselves. So if you can't control it, just let it go. Oh, do you feel the stress lifting off your shoulders even as we speak? Okay, ready? Number 2, accept and embrace reality. That's another good one. We're not living in the past or living in the future. We're enjoying the here and now, and we're embracing it. Number 3, he says, change your mind. The only thing that is constant is change. The first step toward positive change is to change our outlook. He says, prepare for the positive and prepare for the new. Number 4, hold tight to the good things. Accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative. Number 5, rest and regroup. Don't you just love this one? Sometimes you do your best and you still end up with a mess. He says, you have not failed, you have just learned what not to do. But it is a really good idea to rest and regroup after those kinds of experiences. Number 6, take chances. He says, making a big life change or trying something new can be scary. Well, of course it's scary because it is new and it is something different. But he says regret is even scarier. Live your life so that you never have to regret the chances you never took, the love you never let in, and the gifts you never gave out. Number 7, keep climbing. And this one is kind of funny because he says, every person who is at the top of the mountain did not fall there from the sky. That's such a good point. Hard work determines a lot of where we end up, and we're never going to climb a mountain by just sitting there. We have to climb. It's a good reminder that we do have to put some work into things and not be afraid to move forward. Okay, 2 more. Number 8, appreciate what you have learned. He talks about the beauty of a smile that has struggled through the tears and says, it's not what you have been through that defines who you are. It's how you got through it that has made you the person you are today and the person you are capable of being tomorrow. Last one, number 9, realize every step is necessary. He says we learn from every step we take. We may not be the person we want to be right now, but every day and every step is important. We hope that that list gives you hope and peace about the new year and fills you with contentment and that it really is guilt-free. Despite the goals that we set for ourselves that we may or may not reach this year, let's talk about one that is our overarching goal for this life. This was told in a story by Elder Marion D. Hanks in General Conference, April 1980, and the talk was entitled, Willing to Receive. This is what he said.
Over a period of time, 3 men, as each of us ultimately will, passed from life into ongoing immortality. Each, as he made that transition, at once found himself in the presence of a gracious person who made him feel comfortable, calmed his apprehensions. Each man, in turn, found himself responding to questions which somehow formulated in the mind an art, vital above all other considerations. What do you think of Christ? What's your relationship with him? Do you know him? The first man answered reluctantly with some chagrin. He had not been, he said, one who had participated in organized religious activity. There seemed to be too much formalism, too much hypocrisy, too little real religion. Neither had he on his own sought a personal relationship with the Lord. He had been a good husband and father, an active citizen, a man of integrity. But now it came to him very clearly that he had missed the center purpose of his life, that he had been distracted from what he should have been seeking. With gratitude, he was received into a circumstance where he could begin to learn what he needed to know. The second man had a briefer interview. Quickly perceiving the import of the questions, he quickly answered. He had, he said, been a soldier for Christ, a crusader for him in business, a spokesman for him in industry. He seemed crestfallen to be ushered after a time into a circumstance where he too could begin to learn what he needed to know. The third traveler came into the presence of his host with an overwhelming sense of warmth and wonder. Understanding the questions, looking tearfully into the loving eyes of him who stood at the gate, he fell to his knees at his feet and worshiped him.
You know, that situation will happen to all of us at some point. We will find ourselves in the presence of Jesus Christ, looking at him face to face, and it kind of makes you wonder, will we recognize him right off? Would we be like that third traveler who came into the presence of Jesus Christ and immediately recognized him? That's a worthy goal to strive for. So the rest of the things that you're working on, great. Continue to work on them. But remember that this is our ultimate goal. This is where we want to end up when it's all said and done. Some of the other things that we spend so much time worrying about don't really matter. This is what really matters when it's all said and done. That's our show for today. Thank you for being with us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, go ahead and send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can send us a Facebook message as well. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled It Is Well, and it's featuring Dustin Christensen. Happy New Year from all of us here at the Mormon Channel.